Good morning, brethren, and happy Sabbath to everyone. I won't ask you to raise your hands, but I will ask this question to everyone. How many of you think that you are good listeners? Because we will be challenged with that question today in the sermon. Listening is one of the keys to life that will help us to in all directions of our lives. We hear so much about listening and the conditions of listening, relationships with groups, relationships with different people as we go through life. But listening is very important. One example comes to mind as it has become a more common practice in our society today. A father reads his newspaper, and his child comes up to him with an urgent request. After a few uh-huhs from the father, it is apparent to the child that the father hears but isn't listening. How often throughout the scriptures God's people hear him speak, but refuse to obey and to act upon what he is saying to us. Listening is wise for us to remember. Listening to God and listening and learning is very important. How serious are we when it comes to listening? I'm sure all of us, including myself, are guilty when it comes to listening the proper way, as we should. But God is very concerned about us and how we listen to what he is saying, when we're listening, how we apply what we have heard to our daily lives. We have heard there are many things God does not want to listen to. So in today's sermon, we want to cover some things that will help us all to use and become better listeners. So listening and obedience go hand in hand. The scriptures have a lot to say about listening and the danger of not listening. So the sermon title for the day then, The Art of Listening. The Art of Listening. There is a way that we must have a balance in life as we go through life to listen properly. Mark chapter 4, and I'm going to read this from the Amplified Version. In Mark chapter 4, I'll read verses 23 and 24 from the Amplified Bible. It says, if anyone has ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 24, and he was saying to them, take care what you listen to. By your standards of measure, it will be measured to you, and more will be given to you besides. So what Jesus is saying to us here, brethren, is paying attention to what we hear. What we give is what we receive. The more we study God's word and apply it to our lives, the more we will grow spiritually, because God wants us to listen. Proverbs chapter 5, Proverbs chapter 5, we will read a few verses from this chapter, Proverbs 5 and verse 1. So my son, pay attention to my wisdom, lend your ear to my understanding. Verse 2, that you may preserve discretion and your lips may keep knowledge. We want to drop down to verses, begin reading in verse 12. And say, how I have hated instructions, and my heart despises corrections. I have not obeyed the voice of my teachers, nor inclined my ear to those who instructed me. Verse 14. I was on the verge of total ruin in the midst of the assembly and congregation. So in verses 1 and 2, Solomon here addresses himself to his son as much as to all the young men. Solomon also shows in verse 12 through 14 that he had not always followed instruction. So I think, you know, we can all say that through our course of life. We have not always followed instructions. He had failed to listen to his teachers. And as a result, he said in verse 14, I was on the verge of total ruin. So this shows us, brethren, the danger of not listening. In Matthew chapter 11, we'll just hold that location for a moment. We'll come back to it because I want to, first of all, give you nine things. I want to give you nine things that we can use to test ourselves to see if we are good listeners. So we're going to have a little test this morning. I'm not going to correct the papers. You will. I'm going to repeat each one of these twice so you can write them down. Then you can score yourself at the end. There are nine things that we can use to test to see if we are good listeners. Number one, do you interrupt others during a conversation? Do you interrupt others during a conversation? Number two, do you rush people who come to give information? Do you rush people who come to give information? And I'll just clarify this a little bit. There may be someone walk up to you and giving you some information, and you are at that point just kind of walking away, not wanting to stand and listen to what they have to say. Number three, do you think ahead when others are talking? Do you think ahead while others are talking? Number four, do you finish people's sentence for them? Do you finish people's sentences for them? Number five, do you think about doing other things when listening to others? Do you think about doing other things when listening to others? Number six, do you start thinking about your response before someone has finished talking? Do you start thinking about your response before someone has finished talking? Number seven, Do you forget the names of people you just met? Do you forget the names of people you just met? Number 8, do you fake attention when listening to others? Do you fake attention when listening to others? Number 9, our final one. Do you look at your watch when others are talking? Do you look at your watch when others are talking? So for each one of these, give yourself 11.1 point for each correct answer. If all of your answers are no, your total should be 99.9, almost 100 there, 1.400. So I hope, I won't ask for hands who made 100, I won't ask for that either. But these are just some little tidbits for us to think about, because some of these that I am guilty of. And we should all try to improve in this, because it's important for us to remember as we go through life. Especially we have, you know, we get on our knees and we pray to God. We're talking to God. But it comes a time when we must listen to Him. And we do this through the Scriptures as we read God's Word. There are many things that can keep us from being a good listener. So as we learn what those things are, it becomes our responsibility in asking God to help us to overcome in these areas. After all, God wants us to be good listeners. There are 6 types of listeners. What do the Scriptures say about them? The first one is the dull of hearing. We have a group of listeners which the Bible talks about as being dull of hearing. Turn to Matthew chapter 13, please. Matthew chapter 13, verse 13. Begin reading in verse 13. So therefore I speak to them in parables, because seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. And in them the prophecy of Isaiah is fulfilled, which says, hearing you will hear and shall not understand, and seeing you will not perceive. For the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard. And this is our society today, brethren. It is well to note that this saying that Christ spoke of here in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 13 is a prophecy spoken of in Isaiah chapter 6, verses 9 and 12, that is being fulfilled on earth in our lifetime today. But notice one point here in verse 15 that we should keep in mind. In verse 15, it says, for the hearts of this people have grown dull. Their ears are hard. So looking very closely at how this sentence is phrased, it shows at some point in time, these people were listening and obeying the things that they were being taught. But but it says they have grown dull, which says at one point they was not dull. But what causes that? When we cease to obey the things God is teaching us, brethren, we will become dull of hearing. We will become dull of understanding, and we will fail to see the things that are going on around us as being evil. Now, you can attest to this. People that you have known years ago that have walked away from God's truth and decided that they would do the things that was pleasing to them and not to God, when you meet those people today, it just seemed like that, you know, there, of course, they are different in spirit, of course, but it's all of the things that you think that they should know and understand, don't understand anymore. So all of that has left them. So they have become, you know, dull and understanding. 2 Timothy, please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 4. We will read verses 2 through 4. Admonishment to Timothy from Paul. It says, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to fables. So those with itching ears are those who listen to the things that are pleasing to them. They don't like sound doctrine. They won't seek to find those teachers. They want to hear and say the things that they want to hear. These are what they prefer. So I want to read reread verses 3 from 2 Timothy chapter 4 from the Amplified Bible. Verse 3 says, for the time is coming when people will not tolerate, endure sound and wholesome instructions, but having ears itching for something pleasing, gratifying, they will gather to themselves one teacher after another to a considerable number, chosen to satisfy their own liking and to foster the errors they hold. So it's a satisfaction for them to gather up and to be in the midst of and listen to instructions of those that are saying things that they want to hear. You will not hear in this society very few lessons being taught on admonition and cohabitation, on same-sex marriages, on abortion, because all of these acts have been accepted in our society as being okay. That's why you don't hear very many in the world of churches. You don't hear a lot of preaching and sermons on these topics because the audience don't want to hear that. But God says not so. Romans chapter 1. God will not condone in this area the sins of people that are participating in this type of lifestyle. Romans chapter 1, begin reading in verse 26. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use of what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burn in their lust for one another, men with men, committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of their error, which was due. And even as they did not like to retain, here's the key, even when they did not like to retain, God in their knowledge, they didn't want to retain God in their knowledge, but God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not fitting. So in the second resurrection, these people are going to come up. Brethren, you will be there to teach and correct those people and tell them this is not God's way. You will have to repent. It will be needful for you to repent. These are the ones who hear the word of God, but do not retain that knowledge. In other words, they have no intentions of being obedient to what God is saying. The second type of listeners, those who realize the importance of being attentive to what they hear and desire to be obedient to the things that are being said. And I hope that's our attitude today, brother, and I hope that this is part of our attitude. For those who are willing to listen properly, there are wonderful things that can be learned. And God is very concerned with us when we don't listen properly. Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Verse 6 of Matthew chapter 5. Verse 6, Christ said, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. So you see, brethren, when we study the scriptures, we are listening to God. So it gives us pleasure and satisfaction. And it's true, when we study God's word on different subjects, it will leave us thrilled and fascinated. Why? Because we are listening to what God is saying to us. So it's the same thing for the Sabbath, brethren. When we hunger and thirst with a desire to hear God's word expounded, then we will be filled. There are several important points to remember here. When we study the Bible, we are listening to God. When we pray, we are talking to God. When we worship God, we are showing honor and giving thanks to our great Creator for all that He is doing for us. Hebrews chapter 3. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15. Hebrews 3, verse 15. While it is said today, if you will hear his voice, do not harden your hearts as in the day of rebellion. So the writer of Hebrews is saying to his people, giving them, as well as us today, a warning about rebellion. The nation of Israel, during the time that Moses was leading them out of the land of Egypt, became rebellious toward God and toward Moses. So the writer here in Hebrews is saying, beware that you do not show the same attitude of disobedience, distrust in God, that your ancestors showed when they were coming out of the land of Egypt. So in effect, brethren, God is saying to us here, now, while there is still time, while you can still speak of today, give God the trust. While we have the chance, give God the submission of obedience we ought to have. You know, God is good to us, brethren. God offers to us, just as he offered the Israelites, the blessings of the promised land. He offers to us the blessings of life, which is far beyond our comprehension, because we have been called to be and to serve in the great part of the kingdom of God. So we said in the beginning that listening and obedience goes hand in hand. God expects us, once we have listened to him through and by his word, and we understand what he is saying to us, then he expects us to in becoming obedient to the things we hear and understand. So the scriptures show that God will bless those who listen to wise counseling. Now we have a story that most of you have read many times. It's an example about counseling. And you may say, well, how do I know that I should accept counseling from different ones? Well, I can tell you how you know, how you can know. First of all, we all have God's Holy Spirit, hopefully. God said that his Holy Spirit would lead and guide you in all things. So if someone is coming up to you and to give you good counseling, how will you know whether or not to take that counseling? Well, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide you. We hope that you trust the Holy Spirit, the great God, the gift that God has given us. But we have an example here of very good counseling. And I, looking at this, I can say that this counseling came directly from God to Moses. Let's turn to Exodus chapter 18. Exodus chapter 18. Begin reading in verse 12. Exodus 18, verse 12. Then Jethro, Moses' father-in-law, took a burnt offering and other sacrifices to offer to God. And Aaron came with all the elders of Israel to eat bread with Moses' father-in-law before God. And so it was on the next day that Moses set to judge the people, and the people stood before Moses from morning until evening. So when Moses' father-in-law saw all that he did for the people, he said, "What is this thing that you are doing for the people? Why do you alone sit and all the people stand before you from morning until evening?" And Moses said to his father-in-law, "Because the people come to me to inquire of God. And when they have a difficulty, they come to me, and I judge between one and another, and I make known the statutes of God and his laws." So Moses' father-in-law said to him, "The thing that you do is not good. Both you and these peoples who are with you will surely wear yourselves out. But this thing is too much for you. You are not able to perform it by yourself." So here's the counseling that he gives Moses, verse 19. Listen now to my voice. So he's telling Moses to listen to what I'm going to say to you. I will give you counsel, and God will be with you. Stand before God for the people so that you may bring difficulties to God. And you shall teach them the statutes, that the laws, and show them the way in which they must walk, and the work they must do. Moreover, you shall select from the people all able men, such as fear God, men of truth, hating covetousness, and place such over them to be rulers of thousands, rulers of hundreds, rulers of fifties, rulers of ten. And let them judge the people all at all times. Then it will be that every great matter they shall bring to you, but every small matter they themselves shall judge, so it will be easier for you, for they will hear the burden with you. If you will do this thing, and God commands you, then you will be able to endure, and all the peoples will go to their place in peace. So you see, it pretty much says, you know, I'm giving you this counseling, but it's coming from God. Now, why were the people not at peace? Well, it's easy to stand. All those thousands of people would stand in line every day, you know, waiting to talk to Moses, long, long lines, and they had problems. So, there they were, some very perturbed, aggravated, probably standing out in the hot sun and all these types of situations, waiting to talk to Moses, and he never got up to where he was seated. So what Jethro is saying, if you have certain people placed over certain numbers of people, then they can handle the small matters. All the important and large matters, bring them to you, Moses, and you deal with it. But the smaller ones, let these people that you select take care of that. Now, in doing that, it shortened the lines, of course, and the people could return to their tents in peace. It showed their situation here that they were not all happy waiting to talk with Moses. So this was good advice, and we can see that it was inspired, of course, by God. Isaiah chapter 46. Isaiah chapter 46, verses 3 and 4. Listen to me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, who have been upheld by me from birth, and who have been carried from the womb. Even to your old age I am he, and even to gray hairs I will carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and will deliver you. There's one thing that we can be assured of, brethren. God will never fail his people. God is showing his care for us even from the womb. God, through the grace and mercy, constantly cares and sustains us. So this message to Israel is from God, and it is certainly applies to us today. Third type of listeners are those who will pay close attention to all that is said. And again, we hope that this is our attitude here today. So our attitude should be to listen with a willingness to accept and believe what is shown and taught in God's Word. God wants us to have the best. He seeks after the best for us. He wants us to listen to what he is saying and understand that he, through and by his Holy Spirit, will teach us. And with that in mind, God wants us to put what we hear from his word into action. James chapter 1. James chapter 1. We will begin reading verse 22. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. So remember, we said listening and obedience goes hand in hand, meaning that we must put into action what we hear. So using an analogy here of one looking at himself in a mirror gives the individual an opportunity to correct the problem while standing there. So if I walk up to the mirror and my hair is all disarrayed and my tie is crooked and other things, and I look at all this in the mirror and I don't do anything about it, I walk away from it, the problem's still there. So this is what God is saying to us today, brethren. If we see the problem and walk away and do nothing about it, the problem will still remain. We must come to see our faults. We must come to see the hair that is disarrayed, the tie that is crooked, that needs straightening. We must come to see the faults of ourselves, not the faults of others. But the faults of ourselves should be corrected as we look in this mirror of correction. But if we walk away and just go on about life, soon you will forget what you saw. So listen to the true word reveals to us what we are and what we ought to be. And we can see what is wrong and what we must correct. So if we are hearers only and not doers, then our hearing has been of no avail. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Luke chapter 6. Begin reading in verse 46. And Christ said, "But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like." Verse 48, he is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against the house and could not shake it, for it was founded on a rock. But he who heard and did nothing is like a man built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So let's notice then the real picture that is behind this parable. We have two different builders here in this parable, of course. The first builder was a wise builder because he dug deep and put his foundation on a solid rock, which meant that he had a solid foundation there for the house. So when the storms came, they had no effect on the house. The second builder did nothing except put his foundation on top of the ground. So when the storm came, that house was destroyed. So Jesus probably used a real life situation to bring this parable into a true reality for thought. Jesus had a clear picture of what happens in the summer months there in Palestine. Jesus knew that the rivers in Palestine would dry up altogether and leave a sandy riverbed. But in the winter, after the September rains had come, the empty riverbed became a raging torrent of water flow. So in spite of that, many people would still find a flat, sandy location near the river to build a house. So let's notice two spiritual points here in this parable. First of all, what would cause a foolish builder to choose unwisely? So why would you go out and build a house on the sand? So let's place a situation in our day. And it's something we can ponder about, but the builder wanted to avoid the toil of digging. He just didn't want to go through a lot of work there to find a solid foundation. So he placed everything on the top of the ground. The sand was attractive. And the point here to consider when applying this spiritually in a Christian life, brethren, many are looking for the easy way. And there is not always an easy way. Sometimes we don't want to go through the toils and tests that we have to build the character that is needed for God's kingdom. So we look for the easy way. But the scriptures show that, you know, the righteous must endure some hardships. But the point here is that, you know, God will be there to assist us in all of these tests and trials that he lets happen to us, that we can build spiritual strength. Secondly, to notice here, the builder was short-sighted. He never troubled himself to think what will happen in the future. You know, we must always look to God, knowing that God will take us through this lifespan and will guide and lead us in all things. Sometimes it may seem easy to do things our way and not God's way. But be assured of this, brethren, one thing. When we learn that the hard way is often the best way, we will be blessed by God in what we do. So number four, the type of listeners, number four, we have to keep in mind is the double-minded listener. This listener, he is listening, but he has other things on his mind and robs his thoughts of comprehension and causes him to lose his concentration, thereby not having understanding of what he is hearing. You don't have to turn there, but James chapter 1, verse 8 says, he is a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. So if you come and be seated in the audience and you're thinking about a dozen other things, you're going to miss out on hearing what we need to hear. Ezekiel, the book of Ezekiel, chapter 33. Let's read verse 31. Ezekiel chapter 33, verse 31. This just explains and shows the type of listeners. Verse 31, so they came to you as people do. They sit before you as my people, and they hear your words, but they do not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their hearts pursue their own gain. So we don't want to be in that category at all. Listener number five. Listener number five is known as the selective listener. This listener listens only to what he wants to hear. But as Christian brethren, we cannot pick and choose what we like to hear and what we don't like to hear. The scriptures are from God, and we must obey all that God is teaching us. Deuteronomy chapter 30. Deuteronomy chapter 30. We will read verse 9. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. Deuteronomy 30, verse 19. I call heaven and earth as witness today against you that I have set before you life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore choose life that both you and your descendants may live. So this is from God. Do we have a choice here? And for our last and final type of listener, is certainly the type of listener that we all want to be. Listener number six is known as the aggressive listener. Listener number six. The aggressive listener. The aggressive listener comes to Sabbath service or Bible study with all ears. He wants to learn. He wants to apply the things that he is hearing to his life, that he can make the necessary changes for spiritual growth. So this type of listener is depicted in Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17. Acts chapter 17, verse 2. Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the scriptures. Verse 11, drop down to verse 11. These were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. So in closing, brethren, if we want to live, if we want to live a godly life, then we must listen to what God is saying to us. Then we must put these things into practice. There are many things that we should listen for. I just scratched the surface here today. But also there are many things that God does not want us to listen to. And you can do a Bible study on that sometime. But all the things, brethren, that we find that God is talking to us about in the scriptures, it is most important that we seek with all of our heart to put those things into practice, because this is how we grow spiritually. Now we go back, you know, and we think about Moses and all those thousands of people. But what about you? What about thinking about you and all the thousands of people that you are going to be standing before to give counsel with in the kingdom of God? Those people are coming up in the second resurrection. They don't know anything about God. Many of them have never heard about God. But as kings and priests in the kingdom of God, you, brethren, will be standing there to give them instructions about God's way, just as Moses did. And it may be someone, maybe you won't be doing everything just right, and it may be someone that will approach you as you are giving, you know, instruction to those thousands of people and give you some advice. So you will listen. Will you listen? Sure you will listen. Because, you know, in the kingdom of God, there are many things that we will be doing. One of those things, as the scriptures show, will be instructing people. So I hope that what we covered today has helped you in some way. And all those little things that if you made 100 on that little test, then, you know, you're okay, I hope. But I didn't make 100, and I'd like to see, talk with somebody. If there's somebody in here that made 100, then I'd like to talk to you, see if I can get some pointers how you did that. But we all have this, I said that, not in a joking way, but brethren, we all have our faults. All of us do. None of us are perfect. And this is why we come to Sabbath services and we listen to the things that will teach us ways to be better. And God is pleased with that. So with that in mind, have a happy Sabbath.